You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
So this review is a result of a recent response, I guess, to a letter of expectations from the minister who wanted Pharmac to have a look at its organisational culture, its roles and responsibility, and its methods and processes. So he had a very detailed, this is David Seymour, Mr Seymour had a very detailed letter to Pharmac last year around some of the issues that he perceives that Pharmac needs to work on. So a review of essentially the culture of the organisation was commissioned, and this follows from a review that was also in 2022, which was an even more encompassing review. So no shortage of reviews on Pharmac have been undertaken in the last couple of years. And what the review said is that it needed a fundamental change in its strategy and its culture. And it pointed out a whole bunch of things that it needs apparently a new vision, needs to have less focus on costs, and there's perhaps some change in the way that they can work in partnership more with consumers and with other partners in the health system, by which I presume they mean industry and perhaps clinicians. So it kind of stipulated a number of recommendations. I understand we won't see the full report, perhaps because of the sensitivity of it talking about the culture within an organisation. So that's as much as we know.
One of the key highlights was that staff seem sceptical that Pharmac can change for the better. Why do you think that this is the case?
Yeah, because also this week there was a report that their Māori directorate is being disestablished. So that's three staff roles. And of course, there's been a long history since this new government came into power of removing or changing our definition of equity and downplaying the titiriti and the role of Māori in making health decisions and I guess the evidence around Māori health. And so they're having roles disestablished. They may have a great culture, but when somebody from above is disestablishing elements of your service, I can understand why the rest of the staff that are left behind are feeling sceptical.
Janice Panoho, kaiho to Māori for the Public Service Association, called that disestablishment of the Māori Directorate as an abandonment of Pharmac's commitment to the health of Māori and another breach of Te Tiriti or Waitangi. Do you agree with this statement? And if so, what kind of structural changes would be necessary to deliver more equitable outcomes for Māori and Pacifica populations?
Yeah, I do agree. So it's very interesting because one of the comments in this review was the fact that Pharmac's current vision, he runga pai, he ahu pai ora, was vague. And I was like, oh, I wonder what it is. And I've just watched it. It's a beautifully korero from their Māori health advisor on the vision and how it fits, and it's very centred and focused on Māori. And I actually think that's quite beautiful. It's an organisation we call Pharmac. It does have a te reo name we never use, and so it's interesting that it has embraced te tiriti. But clearly by disestablishing that role, removing some requirements on different medicines that are often for younger Māori and Pacifica people because they're at greater need, saying, well, that's not about needs. You know, it's kind of that the race-based policies that the current government is forging ahead with does mean that we are not abiding by te tiriti, and it means that we won't be delivering equitable healthcare. So in the report in 2020, there was a whole section on equity and how Pharmac could do a better job at equity. Within health economics, there are now methods to look and engage and embed equity into the economic evaluation and the health technology assessment. They were all documented in that report in 2022. So from a methods standpoint, they could be doing more, but I guess the question is, will they have the remit to do that, given that it's now going to be on the basis of need and not ethnicity, even though ethnicity is a need.
Are there any lessons from international models of pharmaceutical management that you think New Zealand could learn from?
Yeah, there's a whole range of countries. I think I recently did a review and we found at least, I'm going to say, two-thirds of agencies care about equity and they try to advance the role of equity in healthcare decision-making, particularly using health technology assessment and economic evaluation. One of the newer agencies in India has gone down this route and is using what we call distributional cost effectiveness analysis. So we have a low and middle income country that doesn't have as many resources as New Zealand and hasn't had an agency for very long. They're being progressive in this space. So I don't understand why New Zealand and PharmAct can't also be progressive.
Finally, Associate Health Minister David Seymour says PharmAct could be in line for increased funding in the 2025 budget. How could this support some of the goals to improve PharmAct services?
Yeah, it'll be very interesting to understand if that's an operational budget for staff or a budget for pharmaceuticals. So they definitely need more money to fund health technologies and pharmaceuticals, medical devices, because there is a long list of technologies that are waiting to be funded. But equally, they need money to support better decision-making, and that's not necessarily new technologies. That's actually staff on the ground feel supported, working in an organisation where they are living and breathing the vision, I guess, and can make good decision-making. So I would be interested to see if there's a split between the operational budget in terms of staffing versus the budget to be spent on pharmaceuticals.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.